We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Taf Gimel. The Ran had been discussing this idea that sometimes our troubles, the challenges Hashem sends us, is because we have difficulty living up to the values we believe in. That in order to overcome our fantasies, very often the challenges that a person have propel them forward. They connect to Hashem. Suddenly, it's obvious. It's easier. And so the challenges Hashem gives is sometimes not as a punishment, but rather as a means to help a person distill what's really important to them. Ki eino rotze lomar shekshayashuv kedei sheyinatzel meota tzara bilvad. It does not mean that Hashem sends him troubles, so then he will do tshuva because he wants to avoid the troubles. That's not the intention here. Shezra tshuva al pi shefshashetei mo'ila, even though that tshuva is also effective. At the end of the day, a person says, I want Hashem to make my life better. So he does tshuva. So even though that's effective, technically he's doing what's right. Nonetheless, it's not the ideal tshuva. It's far from it. The person is really self-serving. We find with regards to the judge, Yiftach, Shamar Yiftach said, Umadua avatem elai ata kasher tzar lachem. He said, why are you guys coming to me now that you're in such trouble? That's not such a good proof, because God is more merciful than Yiftach. Yiftach was a little bit tough with the people. He said, you're only coming to me because you need me. Before you needed me, you abandoned me. And Hashem says, even if you abandoned me beforehand, if you're coming to me just because you need me, I still want you back. But still, nonetheless, I don't think we should interpret the verses with this in mind, that Hashem says, the troubles are there to help you do tshuva. No, that's not the highest form of tshuva. Umikam sayeni, Ran says, I have a verse that supports me. It says, uvikashtem misham tashem lokech umatzata, you will seek from there Hashem your God, you will find him, ki tidreshenu b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, for you will seek Hashem with all your heart and soul. So that's, if a person only seeks out Hashem because he wants Hashem to help him, to save him from his troubles, he's not seeking out Hashem with his whole heart and soul. So the idea is, as the Ran has been promoting, the troubles help us peel off the external hindrances we have. They help us clarify what's really important to us. It's not that because of the troubles a person is going to say, I'll do tshuva, Hashem, just help me out. It's that through the troubles a person says, I really want to be there all along. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible, like, I guess, but it's a very rare person where everything is going great and they're going to make such major changes. So, you know, and even the Yiftach thing, it's a little harsh, I think, because, you know, he was treated terribly by his brothers, right? He goes, throws out, has this, whatever you want to call it, outlaw gang, whatever, up in the Golan, you know, people who were following him, he got very powerful. He never, as far as we know, took vengeance on the brothers or anything when he was weak. He's minded his own business. He says, now you're coming to me. The difference is Hashem is waiting for us to come to us, we believe, but he had written them off. But you could say, you know, in a certain sense, like Yosef, you know, he's in Egypt, he didn't take vengeance on his brothers, but he also, you know, waited for them to come to him. So, I don't know, I think it's a little harsh with this fact, but the idea that is impossible, I mean, there may be people, you know, at such high levels, everything is going perfectly well, perfectly, they still make huge turnaround changes in their life. That's tough, you know. So it seems it's a hesed from Hashem to give certain challenges. The only tough part about that is if one really believes that Hashem gives us what we need to grow always, then if we get crushed by the challenges and don't grow, we really have to blame ourselves. And that's rough. You know, it's easy for me, but God forbid, you know, a person went to Auschwitz and these kinds of things. That's a hard statement for someone who's, you know, abused terribly, you know. You know, if he could say that Hashem allowed this to happen to me for my good and I didn't make it, I ended up mess up badly. And you really, once you accept that, it's a tough thing. I wouldn't want to challenge that way. I don't know how to react to it. It's tough.
But at the same time, Hashem also, like,
he deserves an answer. I'm just debating if this is the forum.
We have to believe Hashem gives everybody only what they can grow from positively. And if they're broken by it, it's their weakness.
I think that the message... what the Ran is saying is an important point in our growth and our perspective and in his elucidation of certain verses. I don't think the Ran means to say that it's only this. And I think the book of Eov...
Sometimes it's actual punishment for misdeeds, and then you have to go into it when you see these Sadiqim of Yom Kippur martyrs, misdeeds of Am Yisrael, and they're punished for not what they did and all kinds of...
That's a different point. But I think the book of Eov forces us to contend with the idea that there are people who did not do anything to deserve the suffering they're going to have.
Eov has such kind of a happy ending because God revealed himself to him. Once God reveals himself to him, it's like a Yamshul. They don't question the slavery anymore.
It's tough. I don't understand it that well.
Yeah.
You know, he still buried his wife. He still buried his children. Suffered a lot. Hashem's revelation answers one aspect of his question, which is, are you on top of things?
There's somebody home.
Nobody.
There's somebody you hear me. That's so huge. But, you know, it doesn't have to go so far as the ear. I think it was Rav Kahneman, someone who lost 10 children and a wife in Shoah and came back and had more children and built a life and that was a man of faith. So... it's amazing. It's possible. People can do it. It's just hard to
right.
Do it.
But I'm revisiting your question that some people are crushed, meaning a child that spends their whole childhood contending with the disease till they die. What are you going to say?
So, and then ends up more than crushed, being a rasha as a result of it. Ends up doing things like that to other people. What do you not say?
So I'm saying that's I don't know that we can look at people and start pointing fingers and saying his challenge he should have grown from. His challenge was a punishment. We're being given tools as far as perspective, but I don't think you can say that that it's all encompassing. I think that's the message of the book of Eov. And if we can divide that there are two stages. Stage one is, can one logically understand the system that Chazal teaches us and respect it as being true? If one has crossed that stage, so then one of the answers Chazal can offer us is the whole concept of Gilgulim or the things you said. But that I don't think that can be a part of the answer at step one. Because at step one, when a person is asking, is this true? Isn't it true? Are you answering my questions? I don't think that's a legitimate answer.
I think that's fair. I mean, you can get yourself crazy with this stuff, and you're not going to get complete answers. You know, if God forbid he does something terrible because I was mean to him or didn't help him when he needed to, that's my degree of responsibility. And then, you know, am I going to punish for that? You never know. Anyway,
can I comment on that comment that you made of Eov? That, you know, you don't understand it because the bottom line is you have to bury his wife and his children. So, why can't you, I mean, to me, it would make sense that once Hashem revealed himself to you, at that point, it's not that he just, okay, fine, he answers this one aspect. The whole thing is, it's turned around because we look at everything in this world as in mostly a materialistic way. Right, we look at things, you know, okay, my next meal, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So, but once it's so clear that, you know, at some point, you know, what's the real deal is, then everything else is not important, you know, wouldn't you say that? And therefore kind of flips the entire thing around. It's not, okay, you buried well, okay, but listen, in the end, what's, like, for example, when a person, you know, when a person dies and he goes into Olam Haba, does he start, like, reflecting on his life? No, because, like, I mean, I don't know, but at that point, he is what it is. You know, he's already in Shemayim. He's not going to start, oh, I should have done this better. I should have done this, act differently from this person.
I don't know if when a person passes away, they don't regret the mitzvahs they missed. No. I don't know how that works.
Okay, fine. What I mean to say, thinking about pondering about things that are not related to mitzvahs, and like for example, in this business deal, I should have done this. No, at that point, it's irrelevant.
Yeah, that it certainly seems that way. So you want to say that when Hashem reveals Himself to Eov, that spiritual perspective on the world gives him the ability to look beyond the pain of the moment and see a greater value in his life, and as such, that answers his question. I hear, I don't understand not life, nor prophecy, nor Eov that way. I'm not sure I'm right, but I don't understand it that way.
There's a problem with that analogy, though. I think if Hashem revealed, if I didn't fall dead on the floor because I couldn't handle it, but assuming that I could handle it, the problem is what we're told that Hashem did, and people didn't become so great. I'm Israel at the Yam Suf and after Sinai. They still sinned and still were having problems, and still petty things got in the way. So I think that, you have no questions doing the mitzvahs and doing the things and everything. If Hashem flat out gave you that love, it doesn't seem to be that way. And those times is no greater than those people, that generation, right? You'd think that it still wouldn't bother you that you didn't do the business deal or you didn't do this. I don't know. When Hashem did reveal Himself to people, he's still worried about the wallpaper or whatever nonsense.
Yeah.
It seems that people have something in them that you can descend awful quickly, even after you've had this. So I don't know about love about what goes on there. That was what you said. You'd like to think that if you lived appropriately, you would be close enough and high enough on a spiritual level that some of the things that we consider...